Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And we're so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast. We just give God all reverence and praise. I give God all praise and glory, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. We're going to get ready to have a good time in the Lord on today. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I give God all praise and glory today. I magnify his holy name on today. We're going to go into our doxology in just one second. I give God all the praise today. He's been so good to me, better than blessed, blessed by the best. And I thank God on today. I give him praise, and I give him the praise today. My stuff moving a little slow today, but God is on the main line, and I'm telling him what I want. I give him praise on today. Thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me, God, a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I have just read you from Psalm 51, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I Jesus is going down in the grave. Can I get one witness tonight? Jesus is going down.
in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you today, God, and I repent, and I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me today from all iniquity through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. God, we come right now just giving you praise today. We come giving you glory. We magnify your name today. We lift your name up, God, and we just give you glory, hallelujah, and we give you praise on today. We praise your name, God. We have a praise down on the inside, down, deep down on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, we come today, God, just bowing down before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, before your throne room, God, we come today, seeking your face, God, while you may be found, Lord, calling on your name, Lord, while you're near today, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to bless this worship service. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. And he kept angels all around about them. Lord, I'm asking you now to bind up the strong man. I ask you to evict the strong man. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to destroy the strong man today from our radio broadcast and from our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We praise you today. We lift you up today. Oh, yes, we do, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for another day that we've never seen before. We thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, I ask you today, God, in the name of Jesus, to bless the speaker on today. Keep him covered under the blood and encamp angels all around him. Lord, give him the words to say, God, you know the words that you need. We need, God, in the name of Jesus. So let me decrease him and let him decrease him, that the Holy Ghost may increase him and minister to us all on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for this day. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise for today. And we give you glory, hallelujah. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God praise today. I give God glory today. I magnify his name today. I glorify his name today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just give you praise. I can't hardly stop praising God. I can't stop praising his name on today. He's an awesome God. And I just thank him today. We're going to get ready to go into our testimony service. God is good, and God is worthy to be praised. I don't care what nobody thinks. Like I say, I can't tell your story. I can only tell you about this walking miracle that I am. In the name of Jesus, this walking miracle, God made me. In the name of Jesus, I can only tell you that he woke me up this morning, that he started me on my way, that he strengthened me, that he gave me breath to breathe. I thank God on today. God is such a mighty God. God is such a good God. I praise him in season and out. And I give God praise on today. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I give him praise. Hallelujah. On this day, this is our testimony service. If anybody have a testimony, anybody want to say something for the Lord, anybody know that God woke you up this morning, anybody want to know that he covered you all night last night, this is your time to say something in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. I just want to bring a little bit of love on this line this morning. I want to thank my God for just allowing me to have breath in my body this morning. And some of us haven't woke up this morning, and I just want to thank him for giving me breath in my body this morning. But see,
yes,
I also have limbs to work with this morning. But see, I also have food that I'm preparing this morning that I'm going to sustain them. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, for family and love this morning. I also thank you, God, for just paving a way for me, God. You left me here on this earth, and I know it for a reason, God. And I thank you, God, and I'm going to continue, God, to do your will, God. And if I have sinned in any way, God, Lord, forgive me. God, forgive me. Oh, I thank you, God, for loving me unconditionally.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I thank you, God, for giving me the mind, God, to love you, God. There's some people who love you, and I thank you, God, for just loving you, God, knowing who you are and what you do for me, God.
Yes,
and my people, I thank you, God, for just sharing with
you, God.
For giving me
thank
something to talk about.
Thank
God,
you,
God, it's you. I thank you, God, for just this line, just getting out of me. Sometimes you need to vent, and this is my vent mode.
Yes.
God, I thank you.
Yeah, Lord.
I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
God,
thank
you're
God.
Awesome, God. That you are here, and I know I am here in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what's wrong with you, but God, I put it in your hands. Oh, I thank you that I got somebody that's going to do the work for me, and I don't have to. Oh, I thank you, God. Oh, you are awesome, God, and I know it, God. Oh, I know it, God. You're going to come through like you always have done, God. I'm just waiting my turn, God. Patiently and humbly. Oh, I thank you, God, for this her mama of mine. Let me just tell you, can I just tell you? Oh, God. Oh, I thank you, God, for this her mother of mine. If you don't know her, get to know her, honey. Because she has covered my life in prayers, God. Oh, I thank you for the love that she shared with me. God, I thank you for the just joy she brings to me, God. Oh, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my sister. I thank you for my brother-in-law, God. I thank you for the love that we have in our family, in spite of what we think or what we do for each other. I thank you, God, for that love that's unconditionally. I thank you, God. Pray for me.
Thank you.
Pray for you all in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Anyone have a testimony? Anybody else have a testimony? Amen. But we don't have another song if you don't have a testimony.
Just get your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and both sides, God, all that I am inside my heart. The altar again, set me on fire, set me on fire. Oh,
Every chance I get to worship him. I thank God that I can choose to worship God. Don't nobody have to usher me into it. You see, I just thank God today that when God give me a breath, when he give me breath in my body, that I can choose to lift his name up, that I can choose to worship him on my own. I just give God praise today. When he rolled me over this morning, and I said, thank you, God. It's another day. And when you get 65 plus years, you will always know that every time you breathe, that every time a breath come out of your mouth, it's all due to God. All of it comes from God. We don't have it, can't do nothing on our own. That's why I praise God like I do. This praise down in me, it won't stop. It can't stop. I can't stop praising him. I don't care what he do. When I wake up, I praise him. In the middle of the day, I praise him.
Before I go to bed, I praise him. I praise him all day long. I praise God because he's worthy to be praised. I give God praise and glory today. I don't care what come of me. I don't care when I fall down, I praise him. When he get me up, I praise him. I thank God today. I don't care what it is. If it's good or if it's bad, I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. And that's what we got to get. We got to praise God when it's good, and we got to praise him when it's not so good. Everything not going to be comfortable to us, but we got to still praise the Lord because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So today, hallelujah, I thank and praise God for this day. Today we have a guest speaker. And I'm going to ask his wife, Prophetess Sattler, to introduce him for who he is, the man of God that he is, because I can do it, but I want her to do it. Amen.
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 Give a reference to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respectable places. Good afternoon, and God bless you.
Good afternoon.
So, this man of God, he has been preaching for over 20 years. God called him after he fell 30 feet, and God spared his life. He finally answered the call of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And this man, he lives by the word of the Lord. He tries his best to stand on God's word. He tries his best to be an example to other young men in how to be that godly man. And we have been together for 36 years, and this year we will be married 28 years. He has been an awesome father to our children, an awesome grandfather to our grandchildren, and just an awesome husband to me as well. During this lifetime that we've spent together, we have lived and walked this life and honored this covenant between man and woman and with God. And so I just want to introduce to some and present to others Prophet Minister Terrence Lamont Sattler Sr. God bless you. Preach his word on today.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Praise God, everyone.
Good afternoon. Amen.
Man, thank you for the introduction, my baby. You know I love you. Not though that I make a coffee every morning and put your cream and sugar in it. You know you are my life.
Oh,
you are my love. You are my everything. And I love you for the introduction. And may God continue to bless us in this walk of Christian love. I just want to give thanks today, Apostle Edward Deans, Apostle Deborah Deans. I thank you guys for this opportunity to bring forth God's word today. And there is a word, and a word from God that it is. I hope that it reach out and touch those ones that need it and those ones that's in need of it. And may it do exactly what it was set out to do, feed those that's in need and searching for a blessing from God. I'm going to ask, before I bring the word forth, I'm going to pray right quick, and then we're going to have a song. Mom, did you get that song for me?
Me?
Yeah, could you play I'm gonna have Lala play it for me. I'm gonna pray first, and then she's gonna bring forth the song, and then I'm gonna come back with the word.
Amen.
Let me pray. Most gracious and eternal Father God, Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord, Father God. I thank you for a day that I've never seen before, Lord, Father God. A beautiful day that it is, Lord, Father God. I ask right now, God, that you remove Terrence today, Lord, Father God, and place your Holy Spirit in place of Terrence, that he may bring forth your food, Lord, Father, your word, God. Amen. And God, I ask that you send your angels, God, to stand with me, Lord, Father God, that it would be a word that was sent by you and they would know, Lord, Father God. And let your hands touch all those, Lord, that are sick and that need healing of your hands, of your touch, Lord, Father God, this day, Lord, Father God. And, Lord, Father God, I'll be sure to give your word and bless your word every day, Lord, Father God, that I go forth. This I ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If I can just touch the hem of your garment, I know I can be made whole. I just want to have a little worship with you. Come on, son, sing it with me.
All right.
Scripture of the day. The scripture will be coming from Matthew chapter 8, and it reads, "When he came down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, "See thou, tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto him." Unto them. The word that's coming forth today, if I could tag a title on it, it would be able to read, "Touched by Jesus."
All right.
The first miracle described in this Gospel of Matthew is an amazing demonstration, not just of Jesus' power, but of his compassionate love. One of the most appealing of all, Jesus' many attractive qualities was his sympathy for suffering people. Most of us feel bad when we are, when we hear about someone who is experiencing great pain or trouble. Some of us might even try to do something to help, but very few of us are willing to get dirty or involved in a messy situation of need. We don't like to get our hands dirty, either figuratively or literally. I found myself thinking about this once as I visited my mother in the ICU, and I saw many people sick, passing away, and even suffering. How does these Christian caregivers do it? Where do they find the strength to serve in such a place, in such a way? I thought to myself. The answer is simple. They were just following the example of their Lord. The Bible tells how Jesus, even though he was 100% God, he willingly gave up and humbled himself to enter this world as a man. And then he stooped even lower by becoming a servant who spent his entire life attending to those needs of others. Jesus never backed away from human suffering. He was not afraid to get his hands dirty, ministering to the sickness of squalors of his world. He used those hands to reach out and touch suffering people with healing and hope. Let's look at this this story coming down from the mountain. Consider this story, which opens the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and behold, a leper came to him, kneeling before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. Uh-huh. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8:1-3, when he came down from the mountain, Matthew says, What mountain is this? It's the mountain where Jesus had just finished his famous sermon on the mount, Matthew 5:7. He had been teaching the crowd what it means to live a life that is pleasing to God. It was a beautiful moment. Jesus had never been more eloquent. The crowd had never heard more profound and beautiful teaching. Now Jesus came back down to earth, so to speak. As he does, he's immediately confronted with an instant of profound human need. A leper comes to him, kneeling before him. Jesus, he asks for healing. This man seems to have had no doubt about Jesus' ability or power to heal. The only question in the leper's mind had to do with Jesus' willingness. In this time and culture, lepers were the most revolting of all people. Their disease was incredible and produced hideous symptoms. It was a short of living death. Even worse, lepers was considered impure, unclean, contaminating. They were literally untouchable. So there was a real point of this leper's hasty statement. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus' response was immediate and dramatic. He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. That touch of Jesus was almost more eloquent than his words. In its own way, it said as much as the great sermon that went before it. We passed over this detail without letting it make much of an impression on us, but we ought to ponder on it at length. Jesus Christ actually stretched out his hand to touch a leper, and in so doing, healing him. This wasn't just a symptomatic human act. It was really a touch of God. I wonder what it must have been like to be touched by God when God had hands and fingers. What would it be like to feel the skin of God on your skin?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Gospels are full of examples of Jesus physically touching and being touched by people. For example, Jesus touched people as he healed them, as he did here. There was also Peter's mother-in-law who lay sick with a fever, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her. That was in Mark 1:31. On another occasion, he helped a man who was deaf and mute. Taking the man aside, he put his finger into his ear and spat on and touched his tongue and looked up into heaven and sighed and said to him, be open. That was in Mark 7:33-34. That was the case of a blind man. And some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him, and he took the blind man by the hand, and when he had spat on his eyes and laid his hands upon him, he asked him, do you see anything? You can find that in Mark 8:23. Or let's look at the boy tormented by demonic epilepsy seizures who convulsed and laid as dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifting him up, and he arose. You can find that in Mark 9 and 27.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget about the young girl who actually was lying dead. Jesus, taking her by the hand, said, "Tequila to Kamai, little girl, get up." And she did.
What?
Jesus not only touched suffering people who needed healing, as described in all these examples. I just read from the Gospels. He also touched struggling people who needed help. Think of Peter sinking in the sea as he tried to walk to Jesus across the water.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus reached out his hands and caught him. Or picture Jesus as he gathered the little children in his arms and blessed them. He also allowed himself to be touched even by those who contact would ceremonially defile him in the eyes of the law.
Uh-huh.
There was a sick woman who once reached out to him in a passing crowd because she thought, if I just can touch his clothes, I would be healed. She was right. Another time, a woman with a shady past came up to Jesus at the banquet and expressed her gratefulness, her gratitude for his forgiveness by washing her feet with her tears and drying them with her hair. And especially there was Thomas, the disciple who doubted Jesus' resurrection more dramatically than anyone. Jesus allowed Thomas to touch him, and all his doubts vanished in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
But why did Jesus touch all these people, in particular this leper, who appeared to him for help? I don't think that Jesus' touch was either a diagnostic or therapeutic. In other
mm-hmm.
words, Jesus wasn't like a medical practitioner, doctor, nurse,
mm-hmm.
or therapist. They all have to use their hands to treat diseases or fix injuries. But Jesus was
mm-hmm.
different. He never needed to be told what was wrong with someone. He always knew, nor did he have to touch people to make them well. Jesus could and did heal with a simple word. He didn't even have to be presented to do that. So why
uh-huh.
did he touch this particular man, the man with leprosy? Leprosy with
right.
all its horrible features and association standing for the disease of sin itself, a leper was very contact would make Jesus unclean. Actually,
mm-hmm.
nothing could make him unclean. As one New Testament scholar noted, Jesus was pure, to whom all things were pure, Jesus was the pure whom all things was pure, who was at once uncontaminated but incontaminable. Another word have defined himself by touching the leper, but he himself remained undefiled, clean from him cleansed him whom he touched. For in him health overcome sickness and purity, defilement and life, death.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason Jesus touched this man is obvious. The leper had wondered whether Jesus was willing to help him, to have contact with him, to get involved in his messy life, and its gross problem.
Mm-hmm.
Would Jesus be interested? Would he care? Or will he too be deterred like everyone else? Remember what the man had said, "Lord, if you will." That really an impelled questioning, "Lord, are you willing? Would you really want to help someone like me, someone who's hurting, so unclean?" Jesus didn't offer the man only a valuable answer to his question. His touch was the answer. Jesus touched this man because he loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that he loved him, you know, love can never be satisfied with mere words. It wants to be embraced. The touch of a hand, the feel of living skin on living skin. Do you ever find yourself wondering about God? Not whether he can help you. You know that if there is a God, he can do anything. But wondering whether he wants to help you, whether God even notices you, or are you thinking that the things inside of your head or in your past, the stuff you keep hidden, even from those closest to you, are so sure to gross God out that he's only going to reject you? Well, guess what? God knows all about it. He knows things about you that you don't even know. And he is still willing to touch you, to love you, and to heal you.
Yes.
You realize that Jesus Christ has done more for you, more for us than simply put his hands on us, upon us. Christ allowed those hands to be stretched out on a cross for us, with nails driven through them, and still they reach towards us. He is now one great Christian thinker put on. As assuming our flesh, Christ, have gathered us more than a touch of his hand. He has brought himself into one and the same body with us, that we should be the flesh of his flesh. He does not only stretch out his arm to us, but he comes down from heaven, even to this very death, cleanse all of our dirt away, and pour out upon us all his own holiness. Maybe it would be a good idea to say thank you to him. Maybe you could show that by reaching out and touching someone else in need. This touch by God, it's an awesome, powerful word. I tried to study as much as I could on it, and a touch by God, I mean, I can go back to so many times where I believe God touched me, even when I fell 30 feet, should have been dead. But, you know, it's like God put his hands over my eyes. I never felt the fall. Another time when we was on 64, we hit a guardrail, spent in the street. Two transverse trucks was behind us. We should have been hit, but it seemed like God reached out and move the cars away. I mean, I'm pretty sure you all can go back in y'all history and think about times where, you know, God's hand had been put on things, on situations where, you know, it was impossible, where you should have been gone, but you're still here.
Yes.
So I just wanted to reach out and bring this word forth to all people on this radio broadcast, and just let you know, hey, it's okay to go out and help people, put your hands on people, and even go out and just let people know what God has done for you. You know, He done healed us from drugs. He done healed us from alcohol. He done healed us from sickness. I mean, you know, you can just go on and on about the healing and the touching of God. And that's what I wanted to bring forth today to the people of God, the word of God. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity, Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Prophet, Minister Sala, we just give God all the praise today for that on-time word. Because I'm telling you something, God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. And I'm telling you, when you know that God has touched you, when you know that God blocked everything from happening to you, honey, because I'm one. Ain't nothing for me to tell you, but I'm a walking miracle. So then I know what they've been through. I know what he just stopped over here, and I know about a whole lot of other people. That's why I don't know about nobody else, but I know the testimonies that God gave me, and I can't sit down on them. I got to tell it. It won't stay in me. This word won't stay locked up. All the blessings, all the blocking, all that he's done for me want to come out. I want to be a testimony for somebody. These tests that I've been through, I got to let them come out. And so I appreciate I've been blessed by the word, touched by God. And I thank God, son, for the word of God, for the people of God. I give God praise today for that word. That was an on-time, right-now word for every one of us. When we hear the word, we ought to say amen or say sometimes. But I'm telling you today, God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. Touched by God. I thank God so much for his holy word. And if anybody want to be a blessing to the man of God, let me see how to get this thing back. I don't know if it's Granddaddy 15, I think. Granddad 15 on PayApp. What is it? What is it? It's Cash App. Yeah, Cash App, y'all know it went. I'm still in the high zone right now. And his Cash App, I think, is Granddad 15. If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. If you want to bless a man of God, that's all. You know, we just trying to let somebody get a blessing. Because when you can't be God-given. The more you give, the more God's going to give to you. So it could be $5, $2, $1, whatever. We ain't begging for no money, but I'm just saying, you could bless the man of God. Amen? Amen. Did I say that right on Cash App?
Amen.
Hello? Amen. So we thank God for the word on today. We're going to get ready to close out. I just want to just pray, and then we're going to close out. But I thank and praise God for everyone that was on today. We had just a crowd today on our radio broadcast. Even the listeners that's listening, not even the ones just on here, but the ones that's listening, tuning in and listening for this word. I thank God for you, and you, the ones that's going to go back and on demand and get this sermon on demand. I thank God for you. And I hope this word bless your spirit, man, on today. So I'm going to pray in Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you today, just praising you for this word, God. I'm asking you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God, and bless the prophet today in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to bless our children, grandchildren, and great-grand. Bless everyone on earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. All of your children on this earth, God, I ask you to bless them on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover this ministry, cover this church, cover the prayer room ministry, cover Apostle Dean, cover each one of us as we go through this week, God. You know what's before us, Lord. We asking you to help right now, to bless right now. We asking you to send your power down right now, Lord, and lead and guide us right now for whatever we got to go through in the week, God. In the name of Jesus, we asking you all this in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine on thee, upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all, and continue to look up to Jesus. You all are dismissed. You all have a blessed day. God bless you. I love you. Have a blessed day. Amen.
Love you too. Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Wonderful family.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Love you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.